Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us is my counter-revolutionary colleague from the United States, Jack Mullen. And we are going to lead the Patriots in this psychological warfare battle to try to even it up a little bit and give you a fighting chance to see what's happening to you and how the grandest design, the grandest plot that has probably ever been attempted by what we may call the Illuminati, the hidden controllers, the deep state, that has ever occurred in human history, because we're believing those lies. And when you look at things logically and step back, get away from the fear and the emotion, especially the fear, never fear. Make your enemy fear. Don't you ever fear. And some of the best ways you make your enemy fear is not to be fearful, because he's looking at you going, that guy's probably got an ace or two up his sleeve. So then they start to doubt themselves, and then it's easy to take them apart. And this is very, very important. We're fighting for the history of your countries, whichever one it is, but primarily for your listeners, it's the United States of America. We are fighting for Christian civilization as it's been known, so that we cannot be taken over by deep, dark, nefarious forces that just want to trample all over our bodies, our lives, our dignities, our rights, our freedoms, and our means to make a living. And if anyone, you know, can you imagine that there was a political party came up with this as an election platform? I'm going to close all businesses. I'm going to lock you guys all up in your home. I'm going to tear your Constitution to shreds, and I'm going to burn the Bill of Rights. And I'm going to make you fearful of a biological weapon, whether I released it or not, and watch you grovel on the floor. You think they get any votes? And now people are begging for this stuff. Oh, please, do it faster. I'm scared. It's unbelievable. It really is. Welcome, Jack. It's nice to have a breath of fresh air of thought and reason that we can all respect. And sometimes it's a shame, you know, that we're not neighbors. I always say that to Stephanie, too, that you just can't look over the fence and go, hey, girl, how's it going? And, you know, have a barbecue and talk about times and how we're going to straighten them out. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, sir. I'm glad to be here. I don't know about the breath of fresh air and all that stuff, but I know that I have enough anxiety right now that emotionally it's even causing me, you know, difficulty in remembering everything I want to talk about. It's quite a time. If I thought, I mean, how many years have we spoken about what might happen and what's likely to happen? And because we can see where it's going, we know where it's going to end up. And because we can think, we can read. And when we can read the plan. And I've been reading the plan for more than a decade and a half. And in the last 5 years or so, I choose to talk about it. And, you know, people really do think you're crazy. I mean, you have a really nice quote on your wonderful website, George. It's attributed to Plato. I think those who are able to see beyond the shadows and the lies of their culture will never be understood, let alone believed by the masses. And you're exactly right. I mean, there are people right now that get angry when you tell them that there's something completely wrong with this coronavirus thing. And even if you want to believe there's a virus, anybody I've ever heard of, and if you study the history of how it got in the United States and the people it's supposedly killing, they don't appear to be somebody you can look up and find. Or the Ground Zero case, for example, was just a totally ridiculous story, how we get a Ground Zero case so quickly after it's only, what, six people or so have it in Wuhan. And I want to be able to have you break in and say what you want to say, George, but I think that what's on my mind the most right now is what you started off with at the beginning of this, and it is that why are people putting up with this medical martial law, and why are they at home like children on a school day with a snow day break, you know, packing up their refrigerators with hamburgers and beer? And you said it. I mean, they've cleaned out the shelves. They've gone home. It's like, mention to them that this is extremely dangerous. And worse than that, it's causing what will be the worst financial collapse in history. And people will get angry. They've gotten angry with me because I've suggested to them, like Ron Paul said in his article titled "The Coronavirus Hoax," that this is a hoax. And we're being led to slaughter, basically. And it's not ridiculous. And so you sent me a couple of different articles that foreshadow, for example, that this was going to be the exact plan. And I want to bring up real quickly that Dean Koontz's book of 1981, Age of Darkness, I think is his title, they predict that there would be a biological weapon originate in China from Wuhan, and it'll be called Wuhan 400. Of course, Wuhan 400, if you do a little bit of the gematria there, you see that you got 2020 or 20 times 20. So we know that we're going to have this probably in the year 2020. And it's fantastic to understand that in 1981, which is what, 29 years ago, they already had this on the boards and ready to go. I mean, that's called planning ahead, but there can be no doubt about it. And so between 1981 and now, there have been many things written and, you know, that have predicted that this would be the way in which they tried to take down the world. And, of course, we know that these are the same people that wrote the Georgia Guidestones. We know where they want this to go. We can watch Psycho Bill Gates stand in front of the TED talk and explain that they're using vaccines to downsize population. And yet, if you try to argue with a new mother about giving her precious brand new cargo, you know, the 58 welcome to Earth shots, they get upset. And so they have them marching lockstep. And I know that you said you already spoke about that article, the Rockefeller Foundation came up with the idea of this notion that, you know, everyone would be basically in lockstep. When they're told to do what they're supposed to do, they do it. And they have done so. They did it in 9/11, and they've done it in every so-called disaster since. And up in Boston during the Boston Marathon bombing, quote, you know, the people went to their homes and let the military show up and rifle through their belongings. And anyway, it's about the Constitution. And Americans still have a constitutional government. It's not being used, but it's there. And they still have you know, control of their own lives. They can stand up. They can open their shops back up. I don't know by what authority a state governor decides he can shut down the entire state. He can tell everyone you can't make a living, but that is not, in fact, part of the Constitution. And there has been historical examples of when the Constitution was challenged with martial law. It happened during the Civil War. And at that time, the case was called something Milligan, I think. I don't have my notes up here because I had to restart my computer, but at that time, the Supreme Court said that martial law, you can't impose martial law on American citizens. They have constitutional government, and we still have constitutional government here today. It's only a matter of whether people have the guts or feel like they can muster enough time to read a little to get the courage to say what they need to say. And that is, I don't see any severe damage. I don't see anybody really dying. Like Ron Paul said, maybe a few people are dying, but there's always people dying from the flu, and this appears to be no worse. In China, when I did the estimation of the number of the rate using their data, given a specific date and time, number of people were infected with number of people dying, and the rate was something like 5 out of 1,000. And I know that most people don't know it, but 80,000 people died of regular over-the-counter flu in the year 2017. And that happens to correspond with the year before or that season having the largest number of vaccines for flu ever administered. So, you know, there might be some correlation there, George, you think?
Oh, definitely. Like, I was sent something, you know, for flu deaths in the United States for the most recent statistics and this coronavirus, and it's just a joke. You know, you're looking at tens of thousands of people dead from the flu, and, you know, no one bats an eye about this, and hundreds of thousands of cases. And I'm very, very suspicious about the vaccines because, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation do the tabletop exercise event 201. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are heavily invested in the cure, CureVac, that Donald Trump wanted to buy from this German vaccine company. And, you know, and I understand the German Hegelian dialectic, create a crisis, propose a solution. So they created the crisis because they had the solution. And a lot of these events for these vaccines go back to the SARS corona issues in 2003. They were working on something called SWIFT. I believe it was SWIFT A for the vaccine. And that was 2003. Okay, well, then you knew about all. You have to have a vaccine to fix it. It's like me trying to fix a car that hasn't been invented yet. You know, I go in my garage, I get my toolkit, and I'm working on something that's from 2030. Well, it hasn't been here yet. So it has to be here if I got the instruction manual and I'm working on it in my garage. It's just they haven't told anybody else. And that we fall for this crap. But one thing I want to remind you, though, when you were violently opposed talking about anything, there's Arthur Schopenhauer, the great philosopher. All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed, and I've been laughed at horrendously. Second, it is violently opposed. Been there, seen that. And third, is it is accepted as being self-evident. And that's the third stage. So when you hear the laughter or someone yells at you or gets violently opposed to what you have to say, those are just stages you go through, and then it's like a good arm wrestling match. It ain't over till you got the other guy's hand down. So to hear some of this stuff along the way means nothing to me anymore. I'm in for the duration. We're putting the other arm down on the table. We're winning the game. And then we'll have a lot of things self-evident. And it will be very self-evident after you're jabbed for whatever's left of you and you see the results that come into your body. When we were talking about the 76 flu thing, and, you know, there was one woman who took this flu jab and then she joked, as her body was dissolving over the next few days, that she'd be a paraplegic the next day. And she was.
Right.
And then a day or two after that, she was quadriplegic. And it was no joke. You know, these people were suing, and that's why they take away your right to litigate, so that they already know they're giving you poison. They just don't want you to be able to do anything about it anymore. You're just basically, we are treated like cattle or lab animals, and that we have to be prodded and poked by our owners at any time. There is no freedom. Like I say, they come up with the lie about the Civil War. The Civil War is about freeing the slaves. And I said, no, no, no. What happened in the Civil War is we were all enslaved. And that was
exactly the
universal freedom we had. Now we're all slaves. Slaves to the vast dominion of dollars and the political oligarchies. And we can just pretend that, we have some illusion of freedom or something like that. But The Clash did a great song about that. Know your rights. You have the right to free speech, as long as you're not dumb enough to use it. And you find that out very quickly on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or any of these other places that these totalitarian fascists just clamp down on you. And, if there's anything our veterans ever fought for, it was our freedom. And I wish we had, a few divisions of these guys with them. The old-fashioned M1 rifles with steel butt plates and bayonets on the end just to go through the crowds and straighten these people out and teach them a few things about what freedom really means and what happens to you when you try to take it away from us.
Exactly. And so one of the things that comes to mind over this, that we were talking about vaccines and people just dying. Of course, we had that, what's the name of the flu in 76? It wasn't the bird flu, it was swine flu. And we have evidence from 1976 that nobody got the swine flu, but the people that got the vaccines, quite a few of them died. I mean, some people say 3,000, some say 14. Some, though, were paralyzed, and the article that is available online is a transcript from the CBS 60 Minutes episode of that particular time and day. And they said something like 4,400 people were paralyzed and ended up with things like Guillain-Barré and other diseases from these vaccines. And I noticed that Trump, the other day when he was doing one of his press conferences brings up this vaccine and makes comments about how that was a terrible vaccine, a lot of mistakes were made. Now, I'm following the breadcrumbs here, and I noticed yesterday that Trump said something about they're going to put this coronavirus on a war footing and that they're going to attack it as though they're at war. And in the conversation, things are going to be done like the testing back to, and they were going to make sure that, you know, the hospitals had whatever they needed to do what they needed, and there was space and blah, blah, blah. And then he also mentioned vaccines. And I know that vaccines is in this equation. I know that it can't be. I think that vaccines are one of the greatest deceptions. In fact, coming to life or coming awake in this world has been just a series of jolts where you suddenly realize everything you thought you knew, everything you believed you knew, everything that you didn't bother to question before but took for granted because some authority figure told you that it was true, is not true. You know, it's like when you realize it wasn't even possible to go to the moon in the 1960s. Even if you could go to the moon, we'll say that you couldn't have done it with the technology of an Etch-a-Sketch or, you know, a primitive analog watch. And so these things are life-changing for you, and it's the same thing with this vaccine stuff. And is there really anything that is a virus? Or are all of these things created with the scourge of vaccines that are nothing but a vial of toxic poison, sometimes with DNA chunks of the thing that they're attempting to produce, quote, immunity for, but other things, animal DNA, mercury, formaldehyde, and you can check out Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's website to see the things that are customarily in any particular syringe that you're getting, which is vapor magic. You have no idea what's in there. Your physician, who's going to talk a good talk, is financially connected to that shot. He has no idea whatsoever what's in there. In fact, nobody knows what's in it. The little cute girl that brings the samples to the doctor's office and tells them how much money they're going to make on, you know, each vaccination, she hasn't the slightest idea what's in there. It's all a shell game. And so, you know, what if in fact it, what a lot of people are saying now, that these vaccines are poisons, and that injecting somebody with something that's filled with non-human DNA and other toxins creates illness, and those illnesses manifest either slowly or quickly. Either you die right there on the floor, like the two ladies who spoke to me about their child getting an autism shot in West Virginia, a state that forces children to get vaccinated, or whether you die down the road from a cancer that came out of nowhere, or you just get next year. Whether these are the things that happen to you or not, they're going to be vaccine related. In fact, I've completely come aboard the idea that there's every single person that gets touched with a vaccine is being harmed deliberately. Something, somebody is trying to get in their body. And so this particular thing is where I'm very nervous about vaccines, and I believe we're all going to see it rolled out. Everybody that's behind this coronavirus, quote, hoax, is also in bed with the manufacturers of vaccines, you know, the usual crowd of Merck and GSK and all the other vaccine manufacturers are all plotting a way to get this vaccine out. Israel apparently has one ready to roll right now. In fact, there was one company, the company is called something like Illumino, Illunio, I think, that claimed that they got a copy of the coronavirus, and they had manufactured within 3 hours a workable vaccine. Now, we know back in 76 they spent a long time trying to create a vaccine, and everybody that got it was somehow damaged, and a lot of them died. Imagine what it's like when you're going to get a vaccine made in 3 hours. And so I want to bring this up, and it was a long way to get to it, but South Dakota just introduced a bill. I think this is fantastic. I believe that it's something that we all need to go to the website for either the state government of South Dakota or do a For example, on the Age of Autism site, there's an article that talks about the bill. It's to end vaccine mandates in the state and all future medical mandates that may be introduced in generations to come. Now, this is extremely important because, you know, for example, in West Virginia, they've introduced the same type of legislation to prevent the government from doing anything against the Second Amendment or anything repugnant to the Second Amendment. This particular thing in South Dakota would go hand in hand with that, to protect your constitutional right to live your own life and to have control over your own property, including your body. And this particular bill would take away all the power and the extraordinary corruption and the endless damage of the vaccine industry and the pharmaceutical industry, which then with all their money is able to load all the various agencies that are supposed to protect us from them with their own people. I mean, for example, having Monsanto in charge now of the FDA, that's something that anybody really wants. And I think there's nothing that could, out of this whole thing today that we talk about, if somebody remembers anything, it is to go look at that bill that that is now in the House of South Dakota. And look how simple it is. It's a simple paragraph that, you know, basically said that you shall not have any access. I shall not be discriminated against because I didn't take a vaccine. And I guess that's one of the primary things that will put an end to all this, at least this aspect. I mean, we're not seeing school shootings while they're busy bringing pandemics to our doorstep. But the South Carolina bill says every person has the inalienable right to bodily integrity, free from any threat or compulsion that the person accepts any medical intervention, including immunization. No person may be discriminated against for the refusal to accept an unwanted medical intervention. Boom.
Okay. And we'll have some intervention with our break, and we'll see you on the other side. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us this last segment is going to be Jack Mullen from the Government Rag, a good place to go to find some alternative opinions that are very well written and spoken of. And you just can't go wrong. Like I mentioned a long time ago, a great American, if you ever watched Homeland on TV, you heard some words at the very beginning in the intro about the first revolution. And that's a great American I never knew about, Gil Scott Heron. And I just love the man as I look into some of his writings. The first revolution is when you change your mind about how you look at things and see there might be another way to look at it that you have not been shown. That's the first revolution. And of course, he gets into the big one, is the first revolution will not be televised, because it cannot be televised, because it's in you. The first revolution cannot be televised because it's between the ears. The first revolution cannot be televised because the first revolution is when we change our mind about how we see things. And that's part of being a normal, balanced person, is you're given things, you study it, look at it, and analyze it. That's the whole purpose of the jury system and trials in open courts, is someone comes up with allegations that may be true or false, but they have to be studied, examined, and looked at from both sides judiciously, honestly, sincerely, to determine whether this is true or not true before we subject people to prison. And that is the first revolution. It's very, very important. One of the other things, too, is when we look at these creatures of these pharmaceutical companies, when Tamiflu was coming around, the future savior of mankind that had Donald Rumsfeld on his board of directors, he was CEO of a company called Gilead. So Gilead is spoken of quite highly in the Bible, in Hosea 6. Everyone in Gilead is evil. Your hands are stained with the blood of victims. You priests are like a gang of robbers in ambush. On the road to Shechem, you murder and commit other horrible crimes. I have seen a terrible thing in Israel. You are unfaithful and unfit to worship me. People of Judah, your time is coming too. So that's what God had to say about Gilead. So if you're going to name a company, why would you pick that one? Because it seems to have a whole lot of bad garbage coming after you, unless you look at that as a badge of honor. And you know people will never really study it or look it up or even come to grips with it, even some of those that read the Holy Book. And this is where these people are. That is what they are. And what are you going to do about it? Hopefully something, because that's the only way we're going to survive. And one of the other big things we're going to talk about here is what this 5G is, the effects that it presents on your body that can be easily mistaken or interpreted as an upper respiratory infection. Because basically you're in a powerful military weapon microwave band that's frying the inside of your body. And whether the germ's killing you or something else, you have certain reactions to it and display certain symptoms that could be passed off for one or the other. I awoke today to hear the news. There's zero new cases in China of all those billions of people. So does somebody turn off the 5G switch now and settle it down? Let's go through some of that. Jack, tell us what you know about the 5G and the effects on the human body.
Well, I've been paying attention to 5G since it came up in the last couple of years, but not to the point where I was spending time on it like I do other things. And in the last week or so, I've spent a great deal more time. And I'm an electrical engineer. I have a bachelor's of science in electrical engineering. I completed all the coursework with the exception of my thesis because my advisor left town and I had to go get a job. But so I basically say I have a master's in electrical engineering because I did a pretty good job and had a teaching fellowship, which was something of an honor. And so I can understand when I read materials about electricity. Also, I was interested in Robert Hoopecker's stuff about the effects of electricity on the human body and became interested in Tesla to a great extent because my master's thesis was based on building a Tesla antenna, a toroidal helical antenna that at the time was something of interest to my advisor, and I thought, that sounds cool to me. So I can read these things and get something out of it, at least not be blown away into what are they talking about. And it is very scary. I mean, it's not just scary. It is definitely a weapon. There's nobody with any frame of reference from reason or concern for health at all that could watch or read the material that's available, good stuff, about the effects of 5G on the human body. And also, before you even get to 5G, what about your Wi-Fi at your house, for example, the frequencies used for Wi-Fi and other communications in the same frequency range that are known as microwave frequencies, they happen to be selected out of all the possibilities to be something that interacts with water such that it can heat water in your cells, much like the microwave oven. Now, there's plenty of other places they could have gone with the frequencies required for your standard Wi-Fi, but that's exactly where they chose Wi-Fi to be. And the kinds of effects of just that particular frequency on the human body are awful. And in being exposed in it every day of your life, you're in basically a soup. They call it electrosmog. It's an ocean. You're drowning in an ocean. Most people are in an ocean of microwaves and other electromagnetic fields. And then if you happen to have something stupid like a cell phone tower on your high school, it's just unreal. And your body tolerates a certain amount of electricity, and at some point it cannot tolerate anymore. It can't deal with it, and it becomes deleterious. It damages the body, the cell, the cellular structure, the DNA, and it causes various symptoms. And then we move to 5G, and we see, wow, we're not only moving into frequencies that are even more damaging than those that are used at Wi-Fi, conventional. But we're moving into an area where the intensity of the energy, the frequency of the pulsations that are used to convey the supposed data that everybody wants to have much faster. And it's interesting, if you listen to anybody proposing 5G and then telling you how wonderful it is, they only have one thing to say. You're going to be able to sit and watch movies on your phone better.
Yeah, thanks. So I fry my organs for a movie.
5G. And then when you look at the broad range of frequencies from 5 gig to, say, 60 gigahertz and above, then you're wondering, hey, has anybody looked at this closely? Has anyone studied it for health problems? And the answer is no. And there are people that have been involved with warfare, electronic warfare, for decades that understand that these frequencies have historically been used, including the Wi-Fi frequency, as weapons of war. And given the right proximity and power density, they are damaging enough to cause death. Excuse me. They're also used as deterrent weapons now that they have where you can, they call it crowd disbursement. You know, they turn on a beam and boom, your stomach warms up to, you know, a few million degrees, supposedly only a 64th of an inch inside of your skin. But it's caused people to run away. And so why would we then have these same technologies that are used as weapons placed in a city where there's something on, you know, maybe every 20 meters or even more, I mean, more dense. And then when you find out that 60 gigahertz is one of the frequencies and it interferes with oxygen molecules, in particular where the binding and the, of one oxygen molecule with another, the overlap of electrons, that gets spun around. And I don't know this for certain because I can't test the medical technology. I don't have the technology to test it, but people claim that if you're gonna experience respiratory failure or distress, and it's going to be without any fluids. You know, it's not going to be pneumonia-like where you're getting a dense liquid inside of your lungs for purposes of cleaning out some cells and eventually cough it up, or you take an antibiotic and it's rid of it. There is no such thing in this particular case. It's dry coughs and people having lung distress. That sounds exactly like what we saw in those videos from China. It's what they described it as. And it also causes convulsions and various episodes of where people are just bouncing around, which we have seen before from the videos that we saw from China. And so it to me is something that humanity has to, along with vaccines, we have to prevent. I mean, there's been not one bit of study done on how 5G is going to affect the human race. It apparently has killed animals when it's turned on. It has killed flocks of birds. It has varying power levels. If you look at the structures that these 5G towers are on, the cabling that goes to them is indicative of enormous amounts of power they plan to put out. And for what I understand, that power is modulatable. You can take it up or down depending on the needs, and it creates all sorts of types of mood changes and effects on different people. Some people can't tolerate it at all. And for some people, it's a matter of it is prefer to lay down and die. And I don't think we need that. I think that my 4G phone works well enough, and I don't need to watch any movies on my phone, for that matter. And I don't need my phone tracking me around, and I don't need to be tethered to my phone and attached to it. And I don't need chips I don't need any ID 2020, and neither does anybody. What we'd like to have is our lives free as possible from any deliberate attempt to destroy our health and force us to buy garbage medicine and keep us in a misery cycle for the rest of our lives. We'd like to be able to say, leave me alone. Don't put your smart boxes in my house with it. I mean, I just got a new dryer. And the dryer's a smart box. It wants to text me when the dryer's done. Well, I mean, I really don't care. I'll either hear the noise or I'm not at home. And, excuse me, I don't need that. So I think 5G is a travesty. It's another component in the long-term program of downsizing this population as predicted by the Rockefeller Foundation, the Georgia Guidestones, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, and many, many, many other documents over the years, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, all of these things see us, you know, living in these cities just drowning in this electro pollution. And believe me, I like technology. I like my computer. I enjoy electronics. I built them. I think it's fun to fool around with remote control stuff, but I don't want a robot that's able to be commanded by somebody else to be the new policeman on my block. And a lot of this 5G technology is designed specifically to talk to things, not people. People get in the way of it. People are filled with water. Water doesn't allow the transmission. People are filled with oxygen that becomes energized and therefore absorbing of that energy. And so they're not in the picture. And in the picture, we see the Internet of Things, which are all sorts of stuff that monitor your activity and your behavior and try to fit you into a computer image of yourself that's used in some other simulation until eventually, I suppose, as you know about, George, and I'd be happy to let you talk about it, is, you know, do we get assimilated into a computer program? And is that the goal here? The
yes.
body is dead, and, okay, it makes sense. You know, they follow you around. They know everything about you. They can then create an artificial image of you, and then they wipe your hard drive and turn up the power, and you die. Is that crazy? It might have been years ago, but... It's exactly what you find when you start looking into it. And you don't have to go and find one document that tells you all that. You can put little pieces of it along the way and put it together yourself. Because somebody's thought about it from every aspect, and eventually you start going, oh, my God, they're planning to fry us all in an easy bake oven. And the ones that they're going to have some other value, whether they want their genetics so that they can use them to create some other clonal form of you or another clonal form of a human being. But it's a big experiment. How many people are sensitive to energy at this level? And then we turn it up. How many people are sensitive at this level? And, you know, eventually they'll find a knob, just like in those psychological experiments that are done where they tested people, where they keep turning the knob up higher and higher every time somebody got the question wrong. And they found that the average guy would just keep turning up the knob, even though the person who was pretending in the other room to receive an electrical shock screamed louder and louder until eventually he sounded like he died. And I don't know how do you explain that kind of zombie behavior on the part of people, but if you really enjoy your life the way it is now or like children, to be reproductive because it damages reproductive systems, and that's been shown. And it damages them in animals, and it will damage them in humans and already left the past. And that means that you'll have fewer, and of those births, you'll have fewer and fewer number of them statistically to come out healthy and have some chance at a life that isn't just filled with allergies and unexplainable pains and autism and people that can't stop moving and all these hellish things that have happened to the children over the last 30 years of both electromagnetic smog and vaccinations and poor food and all these things that have taken control of our lives and now have made it such a misery to live. And it's because now we have to have, you know, the medical mafia constant. And you go back to the latest pills that have side effects, you know, including death, 20 foot long. And then they say, well, we'll fix that. We got another drug. And anyway, that's what I think about 5G, George. I know it was short-winded.
Well, people have to know one news item I came across was there was something like 2,600 scientists that wrote a letter to, I can't remember if it was the UN or somebody, but to complain about 5G and that it's dangerous and that they should halt the use of this and not deploy it any further because of these toxic effects to the bodies of people. And unlike the climate change ones, you know, that won't be repeated on CNN, I imagine, because they don't want you to know. And this is just absolutely disgusting that we have to live like this. But, you know, I have written about what you discussed about this going into this computer age. This is the end of the biblical age of life as we know it and the beginning of a new age of some sort of component of cyborg life, whether it's internal components in our body or a complete merger. In the Christmas era this year, I was listening to a commercial in the Toronto area about a gift to get your mother. Give your mother the gift of eternal life. And right away, I'm piqued up, turn it up. And so what it is they're having a conference on loading your mother into the cloud so that she will have eternal life. And I'm going like, is this like, you know, did I step in the Twilight Zone by mistake? Where's the rewind button? And this is going to be happening. Well, I guess maybe it won't be happening this summer with the coronavirus crap. But, you know, the head of a major TV company here in Toronto was organizing this conference. And that was the selling feature, is you get eternal life. And those of us who are Christian know where we get our eternal life from, and it sure as hell isn't going to be from some chips and diodes and ones and zeros in a computer program. That is going to be the ultimate prison that we could put our bodies into. And I described that very, very much in detail in, you know, to biblical times, before biblical times, in the post I wrote called The War of the Multiverse, that we are fighting a war, and the Bible's very clear about that, not against flesh and blood. Well, then what are we fighting? How about chips and wires and things like that? That's what we're fighting, not the flesh and blood. And it's very, very important for you to come to grips with the fact of who and what the enemy is. And basically, our world, our leaders are subservient to them. That is the deep state. I think one of the cover stories they came up with from sci-fi is to call them aliens, like, you know, things come from far away. No, no, no. Whatever it is, it's embedded here. It has total and complete dominion and power over us. And it rules us with an iron fist. And our leaders are nothing but puppets to serve this force or this entity, whatever it is. Probably the best thing that could have ever happened was, you know, that started as a joke, was storming Area 51, because that's probably where they are, if I had to take a guess, is that they live in these deep underground military bases that the light of day never shines into. And from there, from whence, they control everyone and everything with the force of our tax dollars, providing a military and police infrastructure to protect them. And I think if we ever knew what was really under there, we would just, you think 5G would make you shake and bake a little bit? I think the knowledge of that would just turn us upside down. Admiral Byrd was supposed to have fought them and met them in his war, Operation High Jump, when America attacked Antarctica, which is a place where some of these things were. He said very clearly that he saw flying saucers that could go from pole to pole in minutes. But that was only written in Spanish newspapers, not American ones, and he died shortly thereafter, just like Secretary of Defense James Forrestal taking that leap to forever as he was pushed through the windows of the Bethesda Naval Hospital presidential suite. We have to look at these deaths, these people, these heroes, because they were heroes. He was kidnapped, probably drugged, and manipulated and executed by these people. And he was the Secretary of Defense who, for just a weak moment, decided, I'm human, I'm going to stay human, and that's the end of it. When I looked into this many, many years ago, I got some files from New Zealand about what was going on in Antarctica, and I was really looking into Operation High Jump and some of the military special forces that were recruited by Britain to go down there and fight these things, and reading reports from them. And while I was away with my mother at the nursing home, there was one of those illegal entries in the place I was staying, and my computer hard drive was just vacuumed. When I came home, everything's gone. My screensaver, everything. And, I made jokes about this or that, because everything I found was open source. That if you just took the time to look for it and appreciated what you're looking for, you'd find it. So I thought that was rather funny. And, the bad side was a friend of mine's daughter's university graduation pictures were on there and lost. And, that's about the only thing of value that was lost. Everything else could be replaced because it's between my ears, as Gil Scott-Heron said. And you just see the deviousness of these people, what lengths they'll go to conceal and try to twist you over or mess you up. But the bottom side is, we do get protection from the Lord, and I don't hesitate for a minute to request it and thank him for it at every step along the way, because we are here to be the truth tellers, to be the prophets of the end times, to give you a fighting chance to save your soul. If you want to save it. If you don't want to save it, well, you know, what you're doing here, I don't know. But I think most of you are here for that reason. You want not hardcore knowledge to know what is taking you down so that you can discern information very effectively and protect your lives, your family's lives, your country's, and everything that we stand up for and believe in, including our God. And we're not letting this being taken away from us through some parlor game tricks, even though they may very, very well be advanced in technology. It's, you know, the spirit of 1776, I remember that a lot around 1976 when everybody talked about that. Don't let that spirit die. March arm to arm, shoulder to shoulder with the drummer boy and the fife, and you march. You march to keep and maintain your freedom. There should be Second Amendment marches almost everywhere, every day, around whatever office, orifice, or hellhole these people reside in.
And the First Amendment, too. It's under a big-time attack everywhere.
Everywhere. Well, when you're marching around the polling booth with 500 men under arms, they ain't going to say too much about the First Amendment. They're just going to be asking, I know we're out of toilet paper, but what about the Pampers? I think I need some Pampers. Anyway, people,
thank
it looks
George.
Like we've reached the end of the line here, and we're rounding up our posse and heading back to the sheriff's office, and we'll be back next time in 2 weeks to play some more, and we thank Jack Mullen for coming and Government Rag for existing and taking on the forces of darkness. You can't get any better.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.